We're so welcome. We're so excited. That's how excited I am to welcome Shaz from Shaz Wellness. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
Better now.
Better now that we have you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, of course. Like just a little rundown. So Shaz from Shaz Wellness is my blood niece, and I have known her since she was born. And this girl I love. And I'm so appreciative to have you on because your journey has been so beautiful to watch. And seeing you as an entrepreneur and a health coach, like we both love that you get to be here on this space because there's so much to talk about. But like before we even get started, we always ask someone like who comes in, our beautiful guests, and we always ask, where did your spiritual awakening start? And how did you start this entrepreneurship of like health and divine and soulship? Let's hear
Yeah,
your story.
absolutely. Honestly, it all started for me when I realized like I couldn't get any answers to my healing journey. I just felt like I'd go to multiple doctors and they kept saying I was fine when clearly like I wasn't fine. And I knew that I needed to take like healing into my own hands. And the only way that I could do that was to like connect to who I truly was, like in the stillness. And it didn't matter like what diet I was on or what supplement I was taking. It mattered the intention I put behind what I was eating and what supplements I was taking. So I didn't really see results until I aligned the fact that my spirit leads and my intention leads, and then healing comes when you piece like all of the nutrition, exercise, and supplement pieces together. So that's kind of how it started for me.
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow. I know that you specialize in a couple niches of, you know, gut health and whatnot. Did you experience like anything in your own body that kind of moved you in that direction? I know that's kind of how I figured out, you know, my mission in my journey. And then second to that, how did you kind of get into making it like your career? Because a lot of times people go through healing journeys, you know, outside of what they do for a living. But how did you kind of blend the two or marry the two?
I honestly was just simply myself, and I'm like grateful for that. And as I had my 9-to-5 job, I was just sharing on Shazness Wellness, like my journey, like me thick of it, like me crying, me not knowing why it's not working. And I start to gain a audience because I truly thought I was the only one going through fainting spells and acne and all these things that didn't have like a diagnosis until I realized it was my gut health. And honestly, it was Google that like taught me that it was gut health at the time. So that pretty much led this like social awareness and community that I got to grow. And then spirit pretty much kicked me into entrepreneurship. I was too scared to start. I didn't believe in myself. So what had happened is I got let go when I was on maternity leave. So I had this 9-to-5 job and they were like, you're not welcome back. And I was like, oh. And then
Perfect.
Like, really? It was really unethical, actually, because you're not even allowed to let someone go on
that was
maternity.
My first thought. I was like, is that even legal?
It was like leeway because I was a contractor. So they like they got away with it somehow. But I took it as a sign of like I knew that I needed to do this. Like I knew this was my mission, but I was always too afraid to like make enough money to support my family doing it, you know, and have that space to do that. So that's pretty much what happened. I got pushed into it, and then I had no choice to take care of my family. Like I had no choice. It was either Shazness Wellness succeeds or we're on the street. Like there was nothing in between. So
that'll light a fire under your butt.
Yeah.
Maybe still listen though. Like, I mean, to face that challenge and then still push through and face that fear. Like that takes a lot of courage, right? And like,
Yes.
and I've watched you through it. Like I watched Shaz like as a teenager going through. Like Shaz is the most like healthiest person I know. Like she's super healthy. She always ate well, always exercised. But like you were always remember like fainting spells and then like
Wow.
acne and then gut issues and just suffering all the time. Like,
Oh.
and we had no idea what it was. Remember, like
Yeah.
we're just like what is happening? Doctor after
Yeah.
doctor, like.
Yeah.
And it was just really sad to watch her go through this and then to find out that, you know, you did have gut issues. And so like, can you speak on that? Like what, how did you start finding out about the gut issues and what steps did you take? Because it's going to take a process, right, of elimination
Yeah.
to get there.
Yeah. So I did really start on YouTube trying to figure out like what is it that's causing my acne, and I did come across this word candida and candida overgrowth, and that was like really foreign language like 10, 7 years ago. So I was like, I don't even know what that is. And then finally, when I had enough funds, I went to a naturopathic doctor, and I actually am grateful for that experience because they did a lot of testing that was like outside of what traditional doctors would do. So they were like, yeah, you have testosterone levels out the roof and you have thyroid issues. This is what's helped making you faint and the gut issues. So there was like so much going on that I feel like that's kind of how I finally got my aha moment. But then naturopathic doctors are wonderful, but then I still wasn't getting the spiritual, you still have to do the spiritual work. So it's like there's still a doctor that is natural that are going to push natural medicine on you. But again, what is natural medicine when you're not doing like your own internal work as well in conjunction? And obviously we come from a spiritual family and you're part of our spiritual family too. But
Way dumb, way dumb for the family.
it's like Twilight. But yeah, for us, it's just way more than supplements. It's not gonna like, do anything. So yeah, absolutely. It came down to like finally figuring out the diagnosis, but then the steps that I took were, okay, I know the root cause, then I could actually visualize myself changing, or I could put my hands over my heart and hands over my gut and ask like bacteria and yeast to leave. Because I did a really cool study in school on like placebo, and two sets of clients who were patients that had cancer, and one was put through visualization techniques and one wasn't. And the one that was like thriving, was getting through the cancer. So that spoke volumes to me, and I know that we have so much power with our thoughts. So I would literally be on my break at work with hands over my stomach, being like, thank you for healing. I love you, I love you, gut. Thank you for balancing my hormones. And every time I drink water, I would talk to my water and say, thank you, water, for healing me. So I think it does come down to, again, like my intention with my actions of taking nutritional steps and going to the right professionals.
I love that. Like I myself experienced when I was younger a similar challenge with just like feeling like I'm suffering constantly. And doctors in like the Western medicine field, you know, bless their souls. They serve a purpose, right? But through my own schooling, learned that they only get 7 hours of nutritional consulting in their 12 years of schooling. So really, what the origin of discomfort was for me, they wouldn't have been able to find. So it was like a band-aid. And especially as like my poor parents, like not being able to figure out what that was either can just be so like tough for the whole family collectively. And I think it almost like forces you to take it into your own hands and seek guidance. And you know, through my own research as well, through my schooling as well, like I learned so much about the gut. So my biggest question to you is, people listening, why should they care about their gut? Just point blank, period. Why should they care? Even if they don't have any of the symptoms that we're mentioning, everyone has like their own brain that is that of the gut. So can you explain a little bit about that? Like, why should we care?
100%. Firstly, our gut is like 70% of our immune system, which is like everything. And then it is where almost all hormonal activity happens. So people that come to me have gut issues will always have hormonal issues too, whether it be PCOS or Hashimoto's or any type of like hair thinning or acne, like we discussed, or irregular periods because of this hormonal activity that happens in the gut. And again, hormones also affect your brain, and there's a huge gut-brain connection. So they'll be diagnosed anxiety, or they'll just feel like they have more anxiety. They're like, this is not who I am. Like, I'm a bubbly person. I'm empathetic, and I'm shutting out people. I'm not motivated to do anything that I love to do. And these are all signs, again, that it's affecting your mental health as well. And that those serotonin levels that make you feel so like excited for life can feel really depleted when your gut is like having troubles. And then in addition, it's the social aspect. My clients are like, I used to love going out with my friends, and now I don't because my acne is keeping me inside. Or I wish I could have a drink with my friends, but I know when I have that drink, my stomach looks like this, and then I'm really insecure in my body. Or like me going to family functions, like I would feel really embarrassed not being able to eat. And then my grandma being like, you know, Shawnee, baby, eat more food. You're so skinny. And I'm like, it's not because I'm skinny. It hurts my stomach,
yeah.
You know? So it's
well,
so much more than physical.
Offensive.
No, but it's a lot.
What do you mean you don't eat more meat?
Oh, she wouldn't like me, girl.
But it affects social, it affects your own personal life. If you're single, it makes you not want to date because you're so uncomfortable. Like even just being intimate is uncomfortable. You could have white coated tongue, which is a sign of gut issues. And you're like, I don't want to kiss anyone with my nasty white tongue,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
And a lot of my clients have yeast infections too. And then
yes.
That makes you
not
feel
yeah, sick. Great point.
Yes.
You know, so it's like it affects all angles of your life. So 100%. Everybody should always be taking care of their gut health, but it's not about to be in fear of food. It's just about understanding how do we balance our gut microbiome? How do we heal our hormones? And then how do we find that balance in life again where we can explore and like live our best life too?
Yeah. Like it seems like anybody who really is on a spiritual path seems like their bodies really do. I'm going to do quotes because it's not a good word to say. And Chelsea hates this word, but they fail us. Like our body fails us in a way. And the reason why is because it is like pain pushes vision. Like in any way, when you are in pain, the only way to do something about it is to change, is to shift, is to create something different within your body. And I know like fibromyalgia is the same thing, right? Like I had fibromyalgia, I was in constant pain. Again, same situation as both of you, like not understanding like how to be in public or what would come next. And again, it's like the change of the diet, right? And so I also had issues with my tongue as well. And I mean, like no one really wants to talk about it, but I was like Googling, how can I get rid of this? Like at one point I think I was looking at Javex and gargling Javex. I was like, that's how bad, I know, but that's how bad it was.
Yeah,
and
right.
I didn't understand, you know? And then like, I was able to talk to Shaz and we were talking about different things in process of elimination of foods. Like, can you talk to us about like what we need to do? Like with just some tidbit of tools and information of like, how do you eliminate or do the process in order for us to like kind of figure out what is working for us and what isn't?
Yeah, I definitely will say like everyone's journey is individual, but if I like would give general tips, I don't know if you guys can link stuff, but even if you Google stomach acid test and you take baking soda, you can still figure out if you have low stomach acid or like high stomach acid. So pretty much there we have HCL, which is the acid in our stomach. And if we take baking soda in the morning, we should be burping. And if we're not burping, and because it's just it's like a chemical reaction, right? Like acid and a base, it makes like bubbles like the volcano. And my clients who do not burp when they take baking soda in the morning really indicates low stomach acid. And this is actually a root cause for a lot of people that they don't know, because when you have low stomach acid, it means that you don't digest. It means that you don't absorb. I know, Rimu, you were saying like, I was so healthy. Like, why was I having all these issues?
Yeah.
Well, I was eating healthy with low stomach acid, which meant I wasn't digesting. I wasn't absorbing. So it didn't matter how healthy I ate. It would always sit in my gut. It would ferment and it would attract a lot of this yeast and bacteria.
Yes, girl,
so,
that's a good tool. Like, okay,
yeah.
Everybody listening in the morning, how much do you take? Like, do you know?
Just like a quarter teaspoon of baking soda. It's really like, I want to give tips, but I also want you to like understand the root cause, because if you do have low stomach acid, now I could give you some tips, you know,
yes.
That could be helpful.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if you're not burping, Yeah,
Clarity for
yes.
yes.
Pinpoint with her, and then she can figure out what is actually going on with you. Like you said,
Yeah.
like it doesn't matter. Even Chelsea, you know this too, because you have clients. Everybody's different. Everybody has.
Everyone's different. Yeah. And I
Yes.
don't want, like, I can't, but I think generally, advice speaking, like, sugar is the biggest trigger to our immune system, refined sugar. Again, I'm not saying avoid all sugar. I'm saying on your every day-to-day basis, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever it is, just try to reduce your refined sugars. Like if you're using teriyaki sauce or ketchups, or you're
Yeah.
having cereal in the morning, whatever it is, just find little substitutes to reduce your sugar. I think that is the best advice I could give to anybody with hormonal and gut issues, because sugar really will disrupt insulin, which is your hormones, and then it will feed yeast and bacteria in the gut, which is also not good. So I feel like sugar is the biggest thing that you can try to reduce. And then when it comes to like stomach acid, I know people have heard of apple cider vinegar, which is true. It can be very helpful. Always dilute it. So like taking like a quarter teaspoon or like actually a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and some warm water and drinking that before meals can really help you digest. But yeah, I would say like generally speaking, just focus on eating alive foods. So foods that are alive, not dead. And I feel like that is the best way to go about your diet as much as you can.
I love that. And I just
Yeah.
also want to just honor like your work. I just feel called to do that because I think I'm a health coach as well. And I think a lot of times we get pushed in it because of our own experiences, but
Yeah.
we get pushed there because there isn't a lot of paths to the knowledge that we have built for ourselves through our own research and schooling and whatnot. Like I saw this photo once on Instagram where it says, if you need a house built, who do you go? Construction worker. If you need pharmaceuticals, you go to a pharmacy. If you need nutrition advice, where do you go? Your grandma, Google, the library, your sisters, brothers, aunt, like that's just how it is. There is no,
100%.
yeah, we've had to build, I think, the health coach community and the wellness community. And I just think health coaches are just so important because we need to fill that gap and like connect those dots for people. And this is why anyone listening, I just recommend if you can, if you have the means and you're suffering from any of the symptoms, reaching out to a professional, because just like I was saying, like Google will only lead you in a certain direction, and someone who's gone through it and has the protocols. I think that's what you were mentioning, right? Is you can do little tests to trigger a pathology to tell, you as a coach like where to go, but ultimately the protocols are going to be different for everybody. And one of the protocols I want to talk about with you is PCOS.
Yes.
So I have worked with so many clients with PCOS, and it's an area of like it's a rewarding kind of area to work with people, because I think a lot of times again the Western medicine field will almost make a lot of my clients anyways who I've dealt with feel like they are doomed, right? Make them fearful because they feel like, oh, I have a cyst, right? Which I know there's a movement to change the name.
What's PCOS? I know you said it to me again.
Yeah, so it's polycystic ovarian syndrome. It
Okay.
can manifest for everyone who, I don't know if you've dealt with people, just the symptoms are just so vast, right? Like
I have it myself.
oh, amazing. Okay, please speak
Yeah.
on it. What was your
Oh,
experience?
yeah.
What were your symptoms?
Yeah. Firstly, I don't identify with PCOS anymore because I'm like, that doesn't define me.
Yes. I
but
know.
my symptoms were I didn't get a period. So my first period was when I was 16. So that was like really abnormal. Obviously they tried pushing the birth control on me because that was the only solution, which is always the only solution. And then I did have insulin resistance, which also comes up with people with PCOS. Again, they tried pushing metformin on me, which is actually a drug for type 2 diabetes. Please do not take metformin for PCOS. It's actually wild. I did take birth control because I was already like sexually active and I was like, okay, I guess whatever. I wish I knew better at the time, but I did take birth control. And honestly, birth control is what made my symptoms triple worse. Like I had a little acne and then I had full explosion acne because it just pushed estrogen too much in my body, which was not something I was used to. And that was really uncomfortable. And then I feel like my hormonal imbalances is what again triggered a lot of my gut issues as well. So fainting spells, like I had mentioned, I had intense sugar cravings, which then led me to binge eating sugar to then leading me to having these sugar crashes kind of things. So it was like they a cycle of irregular periods, skin issues, lightheadedness, brain fog, and dizzy
Right.
spells, fainting
That's
spells.
wild.
So,
Yeah. So
yeah.
what I
And
was
then,
getting at too is like it's basically an influx of the male dominant hormones, right? So
yes,
like
yeah,
testosterone,
testosterone. Yeah,
androgens. And what
interesting.
happens is because you're getting an influx of the male dominant hormones, not enough of the feminine estrogen level hormones, sometimes you cannot get a period. And then the egg just latches to the ovary and presents itself as like a cyst, right? But what I would love for you to speak on is that a lot of people, one, don't know that this can be reversible, and two, that there's a major link to the gut. And clients are always just so like mind blown to hear that from me, that there's a linkage there. So can you speak on why there is even a protocol for gut health when it comes to PCOS and what the link is.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason why gut and hormone health are linked is because, like I said, so much hormonal activity happens in the gut, right? And then also, you might have come across the term leaky gut, maybe not. But what happens is when you have this like bad bacteria in the gut, it eats at the lining, which tears it apart, which then is called leaky gut. So once this bacteria and yeast gets in the bloodstream, it goes in the endocrine system because that is where our hormone system lives. So then it can attack your ovaries and then it could attack your thyroid and your adrenals. So then that's where people will notice a bunch of hormonal issues happening. So they can be, again, one can trigger the other or they can just be in conjunction depending on what kind of came first. But yeah, that is pretty much the connection, the fact that we have hormonal activity living in the gut. And then if the gut is leaking and it's in the bloodstream, it can then affect all types of hormones.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Like it's hard because I know that anybody that goes through this is just so much pain and no one talks about it. So like, let's talk about poo.
I love
Because
talking
bowel
as soon as
movements.
I heard about that, I was like, well, let's talk
Yeah.
about poo. Because the thing is, okay, so we know that diarrhea is not like, so if you have a gut that you feel is very swollen or you have bloating or gas or
Inflammation.
inflammation, pain, but then there's always, poo. And we have kids who love that word. So it's like poo, poo, poo. What's
Yeah.
poopy poo? Like we really should come up with a song,
No, but true, like in school, we had a chart of like different stools and like what your stool should look like. And if it looks like this, what may be happening? Even with my dog, I checked to make sure like, is he having a leaky like bowel movement? Like what's going on inside? Like, am I feeding him enough fiber? Like I actually give my dog flax seeds.
That's
I
amazing.
put that in his food because it actually is like an antioxidant for them, but also like helps yield fiber, right? So yeah.
So what does
What is a
healthy
good,
poo?
yeah, what's a healthy
What's
poop?
a healthy poo?
And how many times a day?
And what?
And how many times a day should you be pooing?
Oh,
You tell us
yeah. So
that.
a healthy poo is like a log. It should be a log. It should be formed, right? It should come out easily. You shouldn't have to strain to push, right? And it doesn't matter how many times per day, because that's going to be different to how many times you eat and how much you eat. And like it also will trigger like what you ate before and all that kind of stuff. But I would say like it needs to be minimum of one bowel movement a day. And doctors actually have a very different range of constipation than like what typical like naturopathic doctors and health coaches would recommend. So I would say you need at least one bowel movement a day. If it's happening more often and you feel like it's uncomfortable or it's too loose, then that's when it's more of a problem on the higher end. So if you're going 5 times a day, but they're all healthy and they all feel good, then I would say there's no problem with that. Like some people might be like 5 times a day. But again, like everybody's body's different. And you may be snacking. Like I'm a snacker, so like I have like 6 meals a day pretty much, like 5 to 6 meals a day. So I might have smaller stools but more throughout the day versus someone who eats two big meals, so it does matter how much you eat and how often you eat. And then also it comes down to digestion, absorption, and if you have parasites or anything like that. So I would like to say that any client that comes to me with like diarrhea is most likely a parasitic client. So definitely get that checked out. You can get a stool test.
Those are
So
fun. Those are so
I
fun.
know capturing your poo is always a good time.
But it is like, I don't know, as a woman too, I've experienced both. Like when I was younger, I had chronic constipation like all the time. Like I remember we were on a family trip to Niagara Falls and the we had to just cancel the trip. Like, I was just in so much pain the entire time. And all my mom knew how to do was give me laxatives because that's all the doctor had prescribed. On top of laxatives, it was like diet and exercise and fiber. And I was doing all those things, but no change, right? So there's
that. We need to pause on this topic for a second.
Yes, because talk about laxatives.
Young girls, no. Young girls are afraid of pooing. This is honestly, like, you can have a healthy gut. Oh, young girls are afraid of pooing.
Young girls or people in new relationships.
Yeah, women in general have a fear of pooing.
It's
you
true.
Know?
It's so true.
We don't like to talk about it.
We think it's gross.
Yeah.
We think it's gross. We've been told it's gross. Like, ew, girls don't fart, girl. Like, I coached boys gymnastics and they fully thought that girls don't poo. And I'm like, this is why girls don't poo, because we're afraid that you think that we don't poo.
And we're gross, right?
All problems start with men.
I'm glad you said that, babe.
Yeah, but
menopause, menstrual cycle. They don't want to poo.
You were like a young girl.
No,
I was saying, you were saying you were a young girl and constipated. And I really feel like a part of that is just like being afraid to poo and like holding it at school because it's scary. And like, that's why you see when you go to a school, like that's why there's, or you go to like any type of like jumping kids arena place, like it's always the girls' bathroom that's full of poo because they're so scared of it, they don't flush it. Like, it's like, it's,
wow, it's that bad.
It's that bad. There's a
okay,
lot of
girls, flush your poo. Like, let's have some motherly advice here.
But there's a lot of anxiety around pooing for girls. And I feel like that doesn't help because you hold it.
Let's remove that shame.
I think I have anxiety about not pooing. I think I would have done anything to take a shit.
Now. Yeah. But that's now.
Genuinely.
Let me poo. No, but you know what though? I know that in my last relationship, I was very uncomfortable pooping around his presence. And because of that, I stopped pooping. Right. Yeah. And so.
But this is what I mean. It happened.
Yeah. It happens, and it's like it becomes painful, and then you're bloated, and the cycle isn't very good, and then you know you start purging, and it's just this. We need to really remove that stigma and shame from
100%.
We all, it's painful. Let's all just
positive
fart in front of our boyfriend.
But again, I think like because I went through not being able to, there's an appreciation after the fact when you finally come to terms with what was in out of alignment and out of balance in your body. It's like, I also went through a period where I didn't get my period, birth control messed up. And I was, thank God, in school for nutrition at the time. So I did my whole research paper on birth control as almost a way for me to, you know, multitask, trying to fix my own. And then I recognized that I was on an estrogen dominant birth control. So when I got off of it, my body stopped making it on its own because it was reliant on the pill. And so what I ended up doing was taking estrogen pills until my period came back. And now it's like the same thing. I have a heavy period because I have an IUD, but I am grateful for my period because after 2 years, of not having, wondering if I was going to get pregnant one day, wondering if I was going to like live because Google tells you you're going to die. It's just, I feel like there's such a gratitude attached to like having those things down. I'm sure clients experience that too. Like, going from a quality of life that, you know, was so reliant on your health to now having the freedom to just enjoy. It's just, the duality is insane.
Yeah. And I would like to like go back to your point of like being fearful of like not being able to get pregnant. Cause like I had that fear at like 15 when I was diagnosed. Cause I was like, oh my God, I really want to be a mom. And I also would like to say that when like in my early 20s is when I started to really like heal my gut. And because I started doing that healing journey early, I got pregnant really easily, like accidentally. So, and I was told, that my testosterone levels were so skyrocketed that I would be infertile. Like they were like, your chances are 2%. So, and I got pregnant twice. Quite easily. So I just want to share that because it's possible.
It breaks my heart. Like, and I just think, again, like no shade to doctors, but I do get frustrated sometimes when I have clients who come to me with this information that they're doomed to this percentile or they're doomed to this diagnosis. I had a client come to me whose doctor said, hey, you're diagnosed with PCOS. If your goal is to get pregnant, you need gastric bypass surgery. And that's your only
goal.
You know, and it's sad because
people believe,
people
believe
believe
you when you're
yeah,
in
they believe
because you're supposed to be
yeah,
the expert.
of
Like you're
course.
supposed to be supporting the
And
patient.
listen, we've all gone through it. Even when I have
Yeah.
thyroid putting me on pills that were like killing me. Like I think it was
Yeah.
for antidepressant or something like that. But you know, like I want to pivot a little bit because Shaz, like, so I've watched you go through this, but I've also watched you be a teacher. And the one thing I love about you is that you come in with a very motherly like vibe and a very nurturing vibration, you know, which is I think it really needed, and we need that and support in that because people who are coming with you to you are very uncomfortable and maybe embarrassed with the certain things that they need to talk to you about. Like, let's talk about it, like acne, white tongue, bad breath, diarrhea,
Yeah.
constipation, bloating. Who wants to really talk to somebody about that? And I know that you're so welcoming and loving, which is a huge asset to have as a wellness coach. But I do know that you've started, like, and you have so many services, but you started like something new, right? Like you had an announcement that you put out there, like to talk about it. Like you have a new course that's come out, correct?
Oh yeah. Well, thank you for all your kind words. Firstly, like love you.
I love you, baby. Oh, forever.
I also believe that it's just like being a Cancer is like a motherly trait. It's just who we are. I feel like
Truly, that is your dominant trait. The nurturing
it
presence in you. My, sorry, I have to say this because I can spot a Cancer from a mile away. I love Cancers. I'm a Scorpio, so we get along great.
Okay,
And yeah, for example, my
well,
boyfriend had was just talking about his mother. Like I hadn't like met her, nothing in the beginning of our relationship, and I was able to like call her out for being a Cancer just because of the nurturing presence that I could
yeah.
tell she seemed to have. So
Oh,
that's
shit.
always a
Yeah,
green
that's
flag
who we are.
for a
We're
health
mothers to
practitioner if
everything.
they're a Cancer.
I love that. Thank you. Yeah, no, my new program is just more of building a private community because, like you said, people would come to me so fearful and being like, I trust you, but I'm really scared that I can't get through this, you know? And they're like, has anyone been in my position that like you've helped? And I'm like, absolutely. And I would connect previous clients to current clients, make look, you two babes went through such a similar story, connect, you know, and I'm here for you and they'll be here for you. And so what I really did was I was like, I need a space where all my clients who have been through the same story, same experience can feel like, wow, I'm really truly not alone. Like, yes, I'm the healer, but they need that community behind them that's also not me. So I just created this community called the Gut Health Collective, where we are collective, we are together, and we get to meet now on a weekly basis as a group. So I always did one-on-one because I do strongly believe in one-on-one and I still offer that, but now I get to offer group coaching at a lower price point as well, which could be really helpful to people because nothing breaks my heart more than people being like, I need this, I can't afford this, because as you both know, we know our value. We can't devalue ourselves, but we also like I would help for free. I hate that money exists. I it's like as a healer, you it's no, there's nothing worse than asking for money for you giving your gift, you know?
Right.
So yeah, and something else that I did in order to be able to do that is give a free mini course. It is absolutely free. It is just on the people to take the time to watch. It is 3 30-minute videos. They're in depth, and I'm not gatekeeping any information. It is all free, it is all inclusive. And then that way, people can heal on their own pace. And then if they can't afford anything, at least they have that. So that made me happy to do too.
Oh my God, God bless
This is
you.
why I
Yeah.
love you,
And
like.
in your work and your mission, like we need more people like you just spreading their gifts. And I think the thing that comes to mind when I hear you speak on that is the word holistic. I'm like, she is holistic. And that's what I resonate with. I love that term because it to me means that you're looking at a client in their whole form, just like you would make them, you know, recommend whole foods. You know, it's like we're looking at you as your entirety, like your well-being is just not what you eat, but it's also how you feel. And I feel like you clearly give that support to your clients, which is amazing because they're going through not only, you know, an internal transformation, but they're going through a transformation externally too. And just to have that like support from like a practitioner to like hold your hand, but then that community aspect, I think, is just a game changer.
Yeah,
It's
absolutely.
beautiful.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Facebook
Yeah.
groups. Yeah. And some people, like some Facebook groups aren't controlled properly, or there's just too many people. And at least I know that everyone entering this space is focused on mind, body, and spirit healing. and are going through like the same processes. So yeah, thank
Love
you.
that. And you've done the work, you know, like you've embodied it. And the best thing about going to someone who does this line of work, it's like you've gone through it. You've gone through the pieces. Like you know what it's like, you know what it feels like. You've done process of elimination. You work with so many clients. Like I really am so proud of you, my love. I tell you this all the time, but I'll say it more. I'm truly proud of you. You are a beautiful light. You are an angel. Like, you know, not only do you do your job well and you care about others, but you are a beautiful mother. You are a conscious parent. You are an amazing partner. You are so patient. You are, you know, an amazing friend, an amazing sister. Like, I can keep going on and on, but it's just your authenticity and then your spiritual alignment that allows other people to feel safe with you. And it's a safety is so important, especially now in this time. And I know a lot of people, you know, go to doctors and naturopaths, and I get that, but why not go to somebody who actually has been through it, who's done the work, who also has that spiritual element, which I believe is necessary. Anybody that goes through body pain, and if you go to the hospital and or a doctor and they're like, yeah, nothing's wrong with you, or like, you know, there's a spiritual element to it. So I love that you're able to speak on that and teach that mind, body, and soul.
Holistic baby. That's the future.
It is the future. You know what? Like, I'm proud of both of you because you're in the sense like you're a generation that literally had nothing to fall back on. And you're like, you know what? F this. I'm about to create something new and create a tribe so people could feel seen. So like, I give you your flowers. I'm so proud of you, my love. Like, I really,
Thank
really am.
you. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Yeah. And like even piggybacking on like what you were saying about who to go to, like even going to a doctor is always important because like we do want to like make sure there's nothing serious going on. But again, if you get those signs of like you're fine, but you know deep in your core you're not, then maybe that's your sign to like reach out to someone else. But it's also like a mother wouldn't go to a single man that has no kids for advice on mothering. You know, that doesn't make any sense. I would go to a mother. Like, you know, I went to Rimu because she had kids before me. And I'm like, hey, like, is this normal for my child to be doing these things? Like, and that makes sense, you know, like that's why motherhood can be really strong. And why like the PCOS community can be really strong and spiritual community can be really strong because we are all going through similar experiences and we're connecting on that level. So absolutely agree on that.
So, can you list off all of the areas of expertise that you focus on? So we touched on PCOS. I think you also touched, I read you also do IBS. What else? What would be the whole list?
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely niche in PCOS, IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, and then candida overgrowth. So those are the three things because they all are parallel. And it's also, like you said, it's something I've experienced. And if you go long back enough in like my YouTube journey or like even Shaz Ms. Wallace in like 2016, you'll see me going through this healing journey, making it to the other side, and then now all the client testimonials to like come with it. So I just feel like you said, me going through it myself is why I absolutely love helping people with this. And yeah, it's what I'm really passionate about.
Love it. My other question, I would love to know your take on probiotics. And I feel like this is one of the questions I get often is because Google can just be so long-winded and so many breaths just kind of spread out across the board. And probiotics can get kind of misconstrued. And when you are ever giving someone probiotics, kind of can you explain why and the different strains and if they have any effect? And because I know some people don't even absorb probiotics sometimes, right? So, what is your take on that?
Yeah, it's like you said, like everyone is like praising probiotics and or you see a video and you're like, I need that because it's going to cure all my issues.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So
An ear
first
hole.
we've all made that mistake before. But yeah, so probiotics are good gut bacteria. So I just like go off and say that it's live, it's living bacteria. That we naturally have in our gut. And it is something we can get from food first and foremost. So I wouldn't recommend a supplement unless you are someone that has such damaged gut that you would need a probiotic. And then, so you could get it from food like sauerkraut or kimchi or kefir. I know it can be gross, but fermented anything, so pickles, you know. So you can get probiotics from anything like that. And then if that's like you on a regular basis, don't have any gut issues. If you do have gut issues, you shouldn't be going ahead and taking a probiotic because one, the strains, like you said, the strains matter. So I personally recommend human strain. So it's kind of most of the time probiotics come from cows. And I think people don't realize it too, but probiotics come from poo. I know we talk about poo, but they literally take bacteria from cow poo and then translate it. I have people like, ew. That's kind of like how it's made. But then that being said, because it is a cow's probiotic that is not meant for our bodies, it's like you're paying a lot of money for a flash sale that says 100 billion. You see this big number. And then a lot of it's not being absorbed. So you're better off going with something like a human strain microflora, meaning it comes from humans. And then that way we know it is absorbed as such as there's a lot of studies that will show like it absorbs, stays in the gut. And then to further your question, not everyone should be taking probiotics even with a bad gut, because if you have a lot of yeast and bacteria, and then you take bacteria, whether it's good or bad, it is still going to cause gas or any type of issues. So I know people that have taken probiotics and they're like, I took a probiotic and I got a yeast infection, or I took a probiotic and I got bloated. Like, that doesn't make any sense. It's supposed to cure all my problems. Well, firstly, probiotics alone is not going to cure anything, right? It is just bacteria. But then second, if you have so much bad gut bacteria, the bad gut bacteria will always win, and it's bacteria, so it can convert it to its own kind, and then you're having more issues. So you have to clear the terrain. We have to make sure we have a diet that's good, that is going to accept the probiotic. You have to make sure you're pooing, because if you're not pooing, then where is the bacteria going? So there's a lot of like steps to taking a probiotic, which is why you need to work with someone. You know, don't just take a probiotic and assume it's going to cure your issue. But yeah, there's a lot of talk about probiotics, but definitely get help first before
Oh,
you pay
God.
$50 for some like expensive thing.
Even the whole kombucha craze, and you know, like so
Yeah.
much of it, if you read the first ingredient, is sugar and water, and then the
Sugar.
probiotics, like the
Yeah.
last ingredient, like it's really,
Terrible.
yeah. And then
Yeah.
it's also so acidic and bad for your teeth,
Yeah, I'm not saying kombucha is terrible, but like if you get kombucha that is like caffeine and sugar, then it's like, what is it
yeah,
really?
what's the point? A lot of times people are falling victim to the marketing, and that's why I
Yeah.
wanted to touch on that, because like you said, there's a flash sale and they market it to make you feel like it's this magic pill that's going to solve all your problems. But I think you worded that beautifully, that there's like
Thank
a pathway, right? And not
Yeah.
everything that we take our bodies are going to respond to. It's all about
Yeah.
creating an environment for things to thrive. And I think you said it best with Whole Foods. Most of what we need, if not all of the things we need, can come from Whole Foods and in from our diet, you know? And so I think trying to get it there first is such an important thing to mention.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, you
Yeah.
know where we can find you, everybody who's listening. I know you give so much information on Instagram and TikTok. Like, you really do give so many free tools on there, and we get to watch your journey. But if you can, like, let us know where we can find you, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. So yeah, I'm Shazness Wellness on everything, on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. And then in my link in bio, you can book a chat with me. Or like I said, I have this brand new free mini course. So if you're well ready to buckle in and watch some videos, then that's definitely for you. But yeah, I just wanted to just send like anyone who's listening or watching love. And I just wanted to thank you both for having me here, and all the beautiful work that you both do as well.
Well, thank you, my love.
Thanks,
We're so
babe.
blessed for your presence.
So
Yay.
honored. Thank
We're
you for
so
sharing the
honored.
space with us and your
Yes.
knowledge and your wealth of expertise, and just, you know, continuing to be in mission and share your gifts with the world. Once a lot of time, honey, you are
Yes.
changing the course of health and wellness in the whole space. And so I commend you.
Yes, we give
Thank
you love,
you.
love. And before we let you go, we always ask one question. And I'll try to say it without making a mistake, because I do it all the time. But I just want to ask you,
Deep
if
breath.
there is one word that you can use to change the world, what would that one word be?
Love, always. I think love is this most powerful force in
Yay,
the
I said it in
universe.
the Hojo. Okay, yes, baby, spread that love. You know what's so funny? You, out of all the people that we've interviewed, you're the first person to say love, baby.
Really? What
Yeah,
other words
there's, we'll find out at the end of the year. But you know
are
what?
there? I
All the words
just have
come
to think about
bingo.
it. That's for me. Love, love
Yes,
wins.
heals. Love heals
Yeah.
the world, and on that, and we love you. And we
Love
honor you,
you.
and we thank you for being here with us.
Love makes the
Thank
world go
you.
round.
Amen.
Hey, sister,
Bye,
foe, sister,
bye.
soul, sister.